Now, in the late 50s, Dave was very involved with politics. He was an anarchist first in a group called the Libertarian League, and then he joined a Trotskyist youth group. He actually ended up being one of the founding members of a Trotskyist splinter group called the Workers' League, which has gone through at least one name change since then. And as part of all of this, he and a bunch of his friends took great pleasure in making fun of the communists, who were the dominant force in political folk music back in the 40s and still hanging on in the 50s. And there had been all of these guys in Washington Square Park always, who, you know, he thought of as the summer camp singers from what he generically referred to as Camp Gulag on the Hudson, who would be out in Washington Square singing songs out of the People's Songbook. And he and some friends, Roy Berkeley, prominent among them, wrote all these parodies of the old People's Songs kind of songs, but making fun of the communists. And they put out a little book called The Boss's Songbook, Songs to Quench the Flames of Discontent, which was a rewording of the IWW Little Red Songbook, Songs to Fan the Flames of Discontent. In any case, Dave and Barry Kornfeld, who had also been involved in some of the songwriting and who was a banjo player and a very good friend of Dave's, they had a jug band together in the 60s, went into the studio and recorded a bunch of the songs for an album that was going to go with the Boss's Songbook. But then Dave started thinking about it some more, and he decided that it just was not politically okay to do that, because this was still the McCarthy era, and the communists were being hounded left, right, and center. And he felt like, you know, they were under enough attack, and it just didn't make sense. You know, that it was playing into the hands of Truman, Eisenhower, you know, that whole power structure, which he despised, to record and put out these songs. So the tape just sat there in his attic. And when I heard it, you know, some of it was good, some of it wasn't so good. But I thought that Way Down in Lubyanka Prison is a perfect example of the kind of stuff they were doing. It's a rewrite of the old song Columbus Stockade. And it also is the only example I know of Dave singing old-timer bluegrass music with a banjo. So, you know, I couldn't resist. I just had to have it on here.